This is welcome to the second hour of Authentic News right here on RBN Live, the 22nd day of April, 2024. Many of you may be in shock, as am I, over this report about Trump having sold out his base to shovel another $95 billion to Ukraine and Israel. Frankly, I am disgusted. Tom from Florida is here. Tom, welcome. Your thoughts.
Good day, Jim. My thought is this. I've been attacked, but it's okay because, all I gotta say, Jim, is that Ezov dropping list nonsense that criminal caller called in about me. That's disgusting.
Let me use this occasion to say, I want us to not be attacking other callers. I want us to stay on ideas and events. Okay. I do not want any personal attacks on Tom or Renee anyone else. Go ahead, Jim, Tom. I meant to say, but I got thrown off by this development with Trump, channeling the $45 billion to Ukraine and Israel. I'm flabbergasted.
Jim, I can't get to that in a minute, but I got to say this, Jim. Okay. I just got to say, I try to give more pertinent information to your show than I think any other caller. I try to be a very pertinent type of guy to give you information nobody else gives. The person who was attacking me always is bashing white males. She sounds like the kind of person she'd pick up a gun against us. That's what I'm saying.
I agree with you, and I do not want any further personal attacks. I got an email from a listener reminding me that the quality of the show drops when we allow that, and I'm not going to allow it anymore. I'm going to break in interrupt.
I understand that. That's fine. That's fine. But, Jim, listen, she gave me an equation of a pig. Ezov dropping list. Okay, that's disgusting, okay, Jim? So I hope you do deal with that. But not on my end, on her end, because that was disgusting and disgraceful what she's done to RBN and your show. Now, I will go to this, Jim. Listen, I got an idea for you. I went to a great concert the other night. It was called Brit Floyd, okay? I think you should start playing some more Pink Floyd instead of the Beatles, because I think Roger Waters is more on your trend of thought, on my trend of thought, than the Beatles, okay?
That's very dear, but look, I'm a huge Beatle fan, and that's me, okay? I'm not going to change the music.
Okay, I got you. Okay, but Jim, I just want to say, let me finish. There's a great song that they played on their whole venue. It was called Time by Pink Floyd. A great song. Other songs, Another Brick in the Wall. I mean, I tell you what, Brick Floyd was better than actually, I think, the original Pink Floyd, the way it came down with the light show and everything. It was really spectacular. Uh-huh. So if you ever get a chance to go see him, go see him. You will love it. You will love Brit Floyd. They're fantastic. Tickets only $45. You can't beat the light show alone. But now here, I had to get off my chest. But again, Jim, if I get attacked again, I'm going to defend myself. Okay, I'm not going to sit back and allow somebody who I try to get pertinent information to your show to educate. Now, I wouldn't attack Donald Trump so much either right now, Jim. That's what they're trying to do. I understand he's trying to get the minority vote, the Jews. Maybe he's doing it because he's splitting the Palestinians and the Jews. You see what's going on in these college campuses, Jim. They're arresting them. I mean, it's going off the charts. We haven't even seen what's going to happen in Chicago, Jim.
Tom, remember, slow down just a little bit. I've said to you before, you're more effective when we can actually hear every word. And when you get on a roll, we can't. Now, do you agree with me that punishing these protesters is wrong? That we ought to be supporting them in the interest of freedom of speech and diversity of opinion? And because what Israel is doing is massively wrong, genocide?
Well, Jim, I got to say this. It's horrible what's going on, but what about happened when we had Antifa burning our cities down, burning a police station down in Minneapolis? What was done then? They wouldn't even let Donald Trump to state when he went up for the National Guard.
Those were all crimes taking place, and they weren't being enforced. The Democrats let them get away with murder. It's just embarrassingly bad.
Well, Jim, yeah, but did you hear what's going on? Did you hear what's going on in Houston? The police chief in Houston said they're letting out mass murderers, and they're not even they're giving them bond to get out of it. Look it up, Jim. They're letting murderers out of prison in Houston to run the streets until they have a hearing. What is going on? Look at these illegal aliens that are killing people, Jim. Where's our government? We don't have a government. What government? What government are we talking about here? We have a government. Look at what they're doing to Trump with the trial in New York. This nonsense. Why did they wait to this last minute to try Trump after 8 years, 9 years? Statute of limitations ran out. What is this?
That was a point Trump himself made. That was a point Trump himself made in his social media post, which I read on the show.
Well, Jim, let's ask yourself this. If Donald Trump would have been president when there was cocaine found in the White House, you guarantee the FBI would have found out who brought that cocaine in there. They would have, through a fine-tooth comb, they would have found out who brought that cocaine in there.
They know who brought that cocaine in, Tom. I think it was obvious it was Hunter. They know damn well. They're just covering it up. I mean, we know that.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Jim. We have no government. Our government's been compromised. It's all criminality. It's criminal. How are we funding Israelis' border wall around that country, and we're giving them an iron dome, and we don't even have an iron dome, and we don't have no damn border, Jim?
Right.
We already know. Why the Soros been arrested? This Zuckerberg, Katzenberg, all these schmucks that spent hundreds of millions of dollars last election to take Trump out. They kept him out of there. They stole the election from Donald Trump, for God's sake.
Of course they did. I know they did.
And then we got these callers in. And you know what, Jimmy? You know what? I don't attack anybody if I'm trying to defend myself. And I want to tell you, if I get attacked, I'm going to keep attacking back at them because I'm not allowed. I'm the one that's going
to take Tom. I want you to attack ideas. I don't want any more. I don't want any personal attack, period. I don't want any. But attack ideas.
Well, do me a favor. I just want to say this, Jim. Okay? You got a lot of fantastic callers who call your show, okay? We haven't heard from Sebastian in Sweden. We haven't heard from Mark. Oh, he never calls, I guess, Miles. And then you got that great Alexander makes great calls. Alexander's a great caller. And to be called out like he was, like he's a shrill, that's disgusting. And they're calling this guy names, Alexander, and all these other great callers that call your show, Jim. But, you know, one day, you know, it's the ultimate thing is you got to keep your powder dry. I understand that, Jim. But guess what? When we do have that, when something does go down like a revolution in this country, I wonder how the sides are going to be, Jim. Like you were saying on your show the other day, a Jewish person will never say they're white. How come these Jews never say they're white, Jim? But they love white women. They want white women, beautiful blonde-haired women. Why don't these Jews say they're white, Jim? What are they? An attitude? What are Jews? I want to know.
I think the whites are the goyim. The goyim, Tom. The whites are goyim. They're part of the enemy. They want to get rid of all the goyim, you know, or use them for their own benefit. It's disgusting, but there it is.
Well, we're cows, exactly. We're the cow. We're the cattle. They want to round us up and put us in a pen. That's exactly right. But I just say, you know, Jim, and then I hear all these Judeo-Christians saying, oh, the Jews ain't no chosen people anymore after what I watch on the Discovery Channel, the History Channels. They're not the chosen one. Jesus turned those tables over, and that was the end of it. When Jesus turned
Tom,
the tables over...
Tom, I want to get your opinion about Trump intervening to send the $95 billion to Israel and Ukraine and leave us hanging with no money for the border. I mean, that was the leverage the Republicans have, and Trump sold us out. What do you think of that?
Well, I actually think it's disgusting. However, Jim, it's not just Trump like what Biden. There's puppeteers behind Trump. There's big donors. And I can tell you this. Johnson, this guy, Mike Johnson's the one that actually pushed this deal. Okay, Trump is just trying to play politics. I understand what he's doing politically, but you got to remember, Jim, what did Obama do? What's Biden doing? What did Bill Clinton do? What did George Bush do?
I took Trump for his better, Tom. I thought Trump was better than that. I didn't think Trump was a double-faced liar. I didn't think Trump would put America last. I am disillusioned with Trump, Tom, I tell you. And coming from I have been devoted to this man. I've spoken up and defended him again and again and again. I am no longer feeling the same. I feel he betrayed me and the rest of the American people, Tom. I'm sick of it.
Well, Jim, you got to ask yourself this. Who's the better one that's going to be in November? Who will you get for this country to
vote? I know that. I just thought we were in a better position than that. Give us a final thought, Tom, a final thought.
Well, yeah, Jim, my final thought is, yeah, Trump is not doing right on a lot of things. When the first time he was president, he didn't clean up the voter rolls. He didn't make it where you had to have an ID, which would have been when they had the control of both all the power of levers of power. They dropped the ball. Look what's going on right now. The Democrats are going to take over the House with this guy, Akeem Jeffries. We think it's bad now, Jim. Wait till Akeem Jeffries becomes the Speaker of the House. Okay, Jim? So we're in a precarious situation. That's what I tried to tell you earlier in your show. Jim, one day you're going to have to pull that cartridge box. It ain't going to be the ballot box that's going to stop all this. It's going to be the
Tom,
cartridge box.
Tom, I got a lot of cartridges here. I want you to know I'm not ignoring the necessities of life, okay? I'm ready to lock and load, buddy. I am ready.
I'll be ready. I got your back. I got your back. I got your back, Jim. I got your back. I'm with you there. I'm with you.
Thanks. Thank you. Francis in North Carolina, join us, girl.
Well, hey, young man. You got a loaded buffet there, I have to admit. So go figure, especially with tomorrow being a full moon. No telling what kind of fate it's going to have the general public. Go figure. But as far as this thing about being anti-Jewish or anti-Semitic, whatever terminology you want to throw out there in the public forum, you know, the way they're going right now, just have for someone to have a bowel movement or urinate would be considered anti-Semitic. Now,
that's
rather gross, but go figure. At the same time with the mentality I'm hearing about, who knows? Now, as for the aspect of Trump and all this other financial fiasco, you know my sentiment about that, the fact that he allowed his attorney to screw him in the back. So, hey, if he has to learn a very hard lesson the hard way, go figure. Now, here's a funny one for you. People are having such an issue about, the white men are being attacked and so forth and ad nauseum. Well, you know what? Technically, white men are not white. Technically speaking, the only person that is white is someone who, regardless of whether it's a male or female, is an albino. Why? Because they have no pigmentation in their skin of any sort.
Yeah, Francis. Yeah, you might be hyper-technically right, but we understand the ordinary meaning of the word, Francis. Go ahead.
Well,
give us final thought.
Let me tell you something. As far as this aspect regarding, I'll give you the final thought in just a moment. This aspect regarding men participating in women's sports, well, if they think that they're a woman, they want to participate in women's sports, I think those institutions that allow this need to say, well, fine, you want to do that? How about we go and surgically have your penis removed, and then you can participate as a female because women don't have penises. So, aside from that issue, this is getting ridiculous. So,
ridiculous, Francis. Beyond ridiculous.
You know, at the same time, I wouldn't put it past. And it's just a thoughtful suggestion. People can take it as they wish or not. But aside from that, it's great to hear from Layla earlier. Miss hearing from her, among other people. And quite frankly, my thoughts are with the Palestinians, as always, and they have been. This aspect regarding the Israeli, this protest group or whatever, thing about attacking people for what, I'm trying to wrap my head around the protest prospect itself, what that was about. I've got to go back and research it. You know, this is just so wrong with so many levels, it's not even silly.
Yes.
I mean, people have lost their lives, they've been maimed, lost their home and everything. This is absurd. So
as
always, my thoughts are with the Palestinians and the folks that have been displaced and everything else and need to be returned back home, period.
Yes.
So I look forward to hearing some other thoughts and everything. Regardless of if it's a man or regardless of if it's a woman, I like to look forward to hearing from the, oh, quite frankly, which reminds me, I think we have a, as far as the callers are concerned, I think we have a repressed gay person in the audience. And I'll let you ponder that one. Have a great week.
Okay. Thank you, Francis. Bubba in Colorado. Bubba, join the conversation.
U.S. Pentagon First Team Boat Scout Rep, what you're hearing in the background is the PMO office at Fort Carson, Colorado. Semper Fi. They're playing all these great American songs because we're not quitting till we roll in here with tanks and gunships and go get the scumbags that took over America. And they know what all is through Republic Broadcasting Network, but they're not polite to me anywhere. They say F-word to the white race. That's what's going on in America. And you're not helping unless you're putting our name out. You can rant and rave till hell freezes over. Not going to fix anything. At least that, maybe that man, the, one of those MPs will break in and they'll say, can I help you, sir, ma'am? And I'll say, drop dead. Take that uniform off and get the hell out of my country, you traitor. Because I talked to the National Command Center today and RSEC, and I said, we want troops here. I've been scheduling all sorts of stuff. We sit in the bunker, we bring in the parts, and we point at the targets. That's our job. Bubba Scout Rev. You hear that? Semper Fi. You hear it. And that's the PMO office at Fort Carson, Colorado. This is an emergency line, sir. I said, drop dead. This is a national emergency. And I just heard John B. Wells, he had someone on, he said, this man in the White House, whoever he is, I don't know who he is, but he signed a law saying the United Nations is now allowed to lock down America. Without even confronting Congress, you have to have two-thirds of Congress agree to treaties. No more. They can lock you down anytime, anywhere, and call off the election. So it's not a problem who's going to win. They just call it off. That's all. And Mr. Billionaire, he's got plenty of money. He's going to have to spend it all on lawyers because they're going to be indicting him for years. Now, you see, this is going to go on. And Mr. Tom Mann, he never mentioned Bubba Scout Rev. He ought to. He ought to call everyone he knows and never shut up about it because we're at the top of the government. This is true. We're at the top. That's why I can tell everyone, go to hell. We're under military jurisdiction. And they can call 911 till hell freezes over. They're not allowed to touch the front gate in front of this house. That's trespassing. And they're not allowed to go near Bubba. There's three of us. Three unknowns. At Jerkwater USA, figured out how to get to the top of the U.S. government. And not just any part, the part with the H-bombs, those guys. But we don't really need that because they have detrimental side effects. What we're going to use will get rid of the problem. I'm sick of this driving down the road, and I have to be escorted in a U.S. government car and having these morons jump on the car with their spray bottles while they're waiting to have their homes built.
Bubba, thanks. Thanks a lot, my friend.
I look at all the lovely people. Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for?
Health Simple with Colorado Shilajit. Fact bit number one. What goes in must come out. Whatever we ingest, breathe in, or transfer by contact must be expelled. Expelled directly as burned calories, through perspiration, respiration, or expelled via urinary and gastric channels. Every element that is not properly used or removed by our bodies become toxins. And toxins, as we know, are causal to every disease and ailment. Toxins are what makes us subpar, unable to be at our best. Be your healthy best by cleansing your body of daily and deeply embedded toxins. Live stronger, and we hope live longer. Shilajit, legit Shilajit, that is, like Colorado Shilajit. is perhaps the greatest homeopathic whole body remover of toxins made by Mother Earth.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafine, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty, whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen. These courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Let's see, we have Dan in Washington. Dan, join the conversation.
Hey, happy Monday.
Yeah.
Welcome to Trump derangement syndrome.
Well,
go ahead.
I don't think I'm quite in that state. I'm just a little bit pissed off. I thought the guy was had our back, and he doesn't.
Yeah, I got that like probably year three of his term. I used to laugh at, you know, the girls with the pink hair that were crying when he got elected and all these stupid liberals and their Trump derangement syndrome. But
yeah.
Once you get it, it's not as funny. But 5G, yeah. 5G was another example. I remember everybody, you had that little segment on the 5G. And when Trump was running, everyone thought, oh, we got to get Trump in there because they're trying to put this 5G everywhere. And then Trump gets it there and he's like, we're going to put 5G everywhere. You know, we're going to put billions into 5G. And people had to just kind of ignore it, you know. I got triggered this morning because I saw the news article. I don't usually watch mainstream news, but they had these five really kind of tough white bald guys, you know, at the university, and we represent Israel, and this is, we're going to stop these hippies from protesting at the campus. And, you know, it's funny how they portray themselves as kind of tough white guys from the East Coast, and, you know, but I was thinking, where were these guys, you know, after Charlottesville when they were tearing down all the monuments, you know, where were they the past 20 years? defending white people at all. And the reality is they're not. They're not going to stick. They don't allow white guys to stick up for themselves. But when Jews get attacked, it's a whole different story. So it's pretty. Very discouraging.
I'm afraid you've got it exactly right, Dan. Sad to say. Continue.
No, it's just it's really discouraging to, when white guys have been getting attacked for white people for the past 50 years, we haven't been allowed to stand up for ourselves. And I got to stick up for Tom a little bit here. When we try, then we have our own women saying we're losers or there's something wrong with you and you're just jealous. It's not the Jews. It's just you're just a loser in life. That kind of crap. I'm used to it. I'm from Washington State. We had these women who were raised kind of with the TV show Murphy Brown and Designing Women. You had that stupid one with Tony Danza. But they've done all they could to kind of turn white women against white men, and it worked on a lot of women. So it'd be nice if the white women would actually be a little more, look at the Palestinian women as an example. But maybe you should be more like a Palestinian woman, instead of attacking your own men, actually stick up for your own people.
Of course, we men have to earn the respect of women. I mean, we're not entitled, but willy-nilly, right? We need to show them respect. That's really the fundamental principle of morality, treating other persons with respect and never merely as means, which is what happened with murder, robbery, rape, and the like. You're treating other people as means to advance your own interest and not with respect. That's the core of immorality, is treating other people merely as means. So we're getting into some important territory about the nature of right and wrong.
Yeah, the more I look at it, when they had the women burning the bras, it's funny how, in a way, like you're saying, the white women look up to white men. And I always go back to that World War II generation that had to go, fight and help the communists destroy Europe,
Dan, give us a final thought. We're going to hit the break. Give us a final thought.
Well, Social Security is a good thing, and when someone calls in too and says, if you don't work, you don't eat, I kind of get offended by that because I want to retire someday. Stand up against that one too, because the people who listen to Republic are probably the people who benefit most from Social Security. So
thanks, Dan.
Anyway, thanks a lot.
Thanks for the call. You got it.
Slowly got juju eyeball. He want holy roller. He got hair down to his knee. Got to be a...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Continuing with our call, Cynthia in California. Cynthia in California, join the conversation, Cynthia.
Afternoon, Professor Fetzer. I'm the one that called in about Trump having reports out there that he converted to Judaism. So yes. when I put that on a social media site, somebody came back with me with a clip that they purport was from a rally, a Trump rally, where he was talking about being upset about the disrespect paid to Jews over the centuries, and that he's and I swear I'm hoping this was done. He was saying that the death penalty needs to be applied to people who complain about Jews. And
you're kidding. Yeah, that's repulsive. I can't. If he said
it
that, that
is. It is repulsive. I tried to find that link, but on this social media site, Gab, stuff seems to get too hard to find the next morning when I'm. And I was wanting to send it to you to ask you if you could get it vetted, because if it is true, we do not want that man anywhere near the office of the presidency.
Well, the problem we have, Cynthia, is what we got there now is so god-awful, doing so much damage to the country, even a severely qualified or compromised Trump would be better than Biden. I don't have any doubt about that.
Wait a minute. See, Dr. Fetzer, y'all, people are assuming that because the parties have chosen their nominees that we're stuck with that. But guess what? We are not, because under the Constitution, we the people actually had the right to choose the presidential electors, not the parties choosing those electors. The state legislatures unconstitutionally made deals beginning decades ago to do this. And we can take it away from them quickly. If enough people understand that they have the right to have one presidential elector for every 30,000 persons, every 30,000 persons,
The electors for each state are equal to the number of senators and representatives they have.
Go back and look at your original constitution. There's also one member of the House of Representatives for every 30,000 persons. In 1929, Congress unconstitutionally did a reapportionment act. Take a look at this. They've been pulling the wool over our eyes for decades. We know that. We're just still trying to figure out the extent that they've been doing this. And now the Internet.
Cynthia, I think what happens is when you have a census, they reallocate, the number that are represented by each representative. I mean, they don't have the option of increasing the number of representatives. They only have the option of increasing the population that they represent.
You're wrong. Take a look at the original Constitution. They never constitutionally changed it from one member of the House of Representatives. They didn't change it constitutionally. Just because Congress makes a law doesn't mean it's constitutional, and we don't have to respect it. We just have to lean on our state senators, our state legislators, to stop this nonsense.
Well, it's a nice thought, Cynthia. I like it, but
it was
whether
was
it's going to happen
up,
in practice,
it was set up to protect us.
Not likely to happen, correct? But I agree with your sentiment. I got to say,
no, it's not. It's not a sentiment. It's a fact.
Go ahead.
It's a fact. Facts don't lie.
Which is the lie? Which is the lie?
The lie is that Congress does not have the right to change the number of people assigned to one member of Congress. They do not have the right to reassign that. They did that in 1929, and people didn't understand what they were doing. They did not understand it. Just because you only have 400 seats in a building doesn't mean you're restricted to only 400 members. Okay?
Congressional
you have to go back
reapportionment.
And look at that.
Congressional apportionment or reapportionment is a process of dividing seats for the House among the 50 states following the dicentennial census. What is reapportionment? Every 10 years in the House, federal law requires there's always a total of 430. Hang on. Federal law requires there's always a total of 435 seats, with each seat representing one district. As states change population at different rates, the number of those 435 for each state can go up or down. That is reapportionment. Redistricting happens after reapportionment, so each district has roughly the same number of people. I think it's a pretty standard process. Cynthia,
what is your source document, Dr. Fester? What is your source document that you're using right now?
It's going to be case law, derived from the Constitution originally.
No, it's not arrived. That is not accurate. They're lying to you, Dr. Fester. You've been caught in one of their traps. Their source document has been manufactured. It does not comport with the original Constitution, which we have a right to demand adherence to.
Here it is, Reapportionment Act of 1929, to which I believe you were referring.
Exactly.
Established
they didn't have
permanent
the right to do
that. For apportioning the constant 435 seats, according to census, is preceded by the Apportionment Act of 1911. Which established a 435-seat size and followed nearly a decade of debate and gridlock after the 1920 census. The 1929 Act took effect after the 1932 election, meaning The house was never reapportioned as a result of the 1920 census, and representation in the lower chamber remained frozen for 20 years. That's because, you know, they didn't have a reapportionment after one of the censuses, which is only every 20 years. Cynthia, you raised an interesting question. Give us your final thought for today.
Okay, a final thought is that the 17th Amendment, where the senators had previously been chosen by the legislatures of the state, was changed, right? They changed it to a direct election by the people, but actually, the way that particular amendment was constructed, a state legislature can vote to reverse that decision. It's a lot easier to track the votes of state legislators who have to make an open vote than to track popular elections where they control it with CISA. Oh. Okay?
Yep. Thanks, Cynthia.
We can recall senators. We can recall senators tomorrow in some of those states.
Very good. Very good. Thanks for the call, Cynthia. Thomas. Thomas in New Mexico. Join the conversation, Thomas.
Yeah, I want to share some stuff. We don't have a constitution. I don't know if anybody remembers Clint Richardson, former host on RBN back in 2014. Clint Richardson, I'm sure you remember him, right?
Vaguely, remind me. I need to be more specific. Yeah, remind me.
Clint Richardson, that's the name. Corporation Nation, the name of his show. He was on Monday through Friday back in 2014 on Republic Broadcasting Network. And
okay.
I guess not many people remember him, but him and I know you, do you know Mike Gaddy that's on RBN?
Yeah, I know Mike.
Okay, well, both of them are correct. We don't have a constitution. I don't know why people keep thinking the constitution takes away our freedom. Next topic I want to share. The constitution takes away our freedom. They're pushing us into global slavery because I'm going to be having Stephen Douglas Whitner on my radio podcast this Thursday, and I'm going to be talking to him because I haven't heard nobody covering this, but there's going to be no more cash soon. Australia, Bank West is shutting down all banks, and Australia is moving into digital currency, CBDC, this year. We're next, USA. We have, after this month, we have 10 more months, 10 to 10 months, maybe another year, but they're rolling it out for sure here in the United States. No more cash. Your cash will be useless. You won't be able to use it. Banks are now refusing customers. Many banks are refusing customers to take out withdrawals, because they're moving into CBDC faster, much faster than many people think. Then I want to share, I like to say that I've been woken up about Donald Trump since going back to 2017 when I seen a video that he's not for the people. He's a Donald Trump is a Nazi Zionist puppet, Freemason puppet. I don't have no respect for Donald Trump. I don't feel sorry for him. He sold us out. He's not for us. Final thing I want to share. If any folks out there that are listening to my voice think they're having a rough time, I'm targeted, Dr. Fetzer. Can you hear me, Jim?
Yeah.
I'm targeted individual. On top of what I'm going through, I took a photo. I know I sent it to your email, Dr. Jim. I know I sent it to your email a photo of my mother with a black eye, 87 years old, and my stepdad beat her up again. I'm 58 years old. We've been, me and my stepbrothers witnessed, my stepdad is 87 years old, about the same age. They both have Alzheimer's. Now my mother is forgetting big time. I don't know how long I'll have my mother. And he beat her up again last March of this year, just this last month. I took a photo, but my mother lies. So if the police go over there, they won't help my mother. In the state of New Mexico, if a woman lies about domestic violence, they won't help. They won't help the person. They told me their hands are tied.
Thomas, give us a final thought, my friend.
My final thought, I'm very upset because back in the 80s, my stepdad threatened to kill my mother and my mother's sister here on this property where I'm at. This is going back to the 80s, and my mother is still with this man that beats her up. She married this guy even before they got married, and he beat her up before they got married, and she still married this Joker clown.
I hope you're able to deal with these problems, really. You have all of our sympathy and support, Tom. You do.
Thank you. I'm going through a lot.
I can tell. Good luck with it, Thomas. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Let's see. You're welcome. Dwayne in Montana. Dwayne, join the conversation.
Hey, Jim. I'd never called in, but this is one of my first times. But you'd always listen to a talk show. I listened to a pastor, Chuck Baldwin. You ever heard of him?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay. He was up in he's in Western Montana, but I listened to him on Sundays. But he was talking about when our state representative, Rosendale, but he was going to run as a on the Senate seat, and Daines told him that they weren't going to give him any money for his campaign, and so then he bailed on the Senate. He was going to run, but then he bailed on that. And, of course, they started all trying to dredge up a bunch of stuff on him, too, on the side. But I think he would have been a really good pick because, he would have been running against Sheehy, who I don't think is a very good pick. He would have been running against Tester. Well, he would have been running against Sheehy, who, like I said, isn't that a very good pick. And if he would have been, he would have, and then in the end, run it against Tester, who I don't think is very good either, so... And in the end, he said he's not going to run on the representative seat either because he was getting death threats against his family. So I'm just saying I'm beginning to think what you're saying is right about all this stuff. It's hard to believe this stuff, but I think it's true, you know.
I am so disillusioned at this point, Dwayne. I can't begin to say it's.
I'm almost on the same page you are. I just can't believe this stuff.
Yeah.
But you know, but he said that was coming out of the Republican Party. Those death threats were coming out of the Republican Party.
And they were directed at whom? Who was getting the death threats?
Against Rosendale. They were, but he said that. That they were. That's why he. That's in the end. That's why he said, "I'm not going to run it. I'm getting out." They were against his family.
Dwayne, give us a final thought. Give us your final thought.
Well, I don't know. I probably won't. I don't even know. You know, it's like who do you vote for anymore? You know what I mean?
I know. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
It's hard to believe. Yeah, who do you vote for? You know, and I know Chuck Baldwin's on the up and up. I know he is. So what he's saying is true. That guy ran on the Constitution Party back in 2010, I think.
Yeah,
he's a good guy. He really is.
He has a great reputation.
Yeah.
Dwayne, thanks.
He's got a great bio.
Thanks.
If you ever look him up. Yep.
Thanks for the call.
Yep. You bet. You bet, Jim. You bet. Bye.
Bye. Joe in Florida. Joe, join the conversation, Joe.
Hey, Jim, thanks for taking my call. Pardon the background noise. I'm a little in a noisy space if you hear something.
Hey, hang on, Joe. We got a break, and I'm bringing you in as soon as you get your standby.
I was younger, so much younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind and open up the doors.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people.
Joe, continue with your thoughts.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. Again, I have a little background noise, so just tell me if it gets too loud.
Not a problem. Not a problem. We can't hear.
So, you know, I'm in the same boat with you about feeling betrayed about this whole scandalous, outrageous funding foreign aid here that Trump really supported. But my idea is, you know, I like solutions, right?
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Contrary to the way he actually appears, and one of the reasons we like him so much, Trump, I think, on certain areas is much more malleable than he appears, right? And so the example I'm thinking of is 2016, the Federalist Society got him to sign on to this idea that there were certain judges that they prepared, and he could only appoint judges from them. They were going to be the choosers of his conservative judges, which he agreed to, okay? So my idea is this. We need a group of the battle. The battle is the platform at the convention, at the Republican convention, okay? And people say, oh, who cares about platform? But I think it's actually very real and a real obtainable goal. We need a committee of people, somebody like Senator Rand Paul, Senator Mike Lee, Congressman Matt Gaetz, Congresswoman Green, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and Congressman Tom Massey, to focus in on establishing a platform specifically about foreign aid at the convention that he will be locked into for the 4 years of his next term. And it would be a true America First thing, not an Israel First or foreign policy. And the first one would be not 1 cent of U.S. American foreign aid goes until the U.S. border is closed permanently for at least a 2 or 3 year moratorium. The second platform would be not one penny to the criminal Jewish terrorists of Israel until the Jewish terrorist war criminal Benjamin Netanyahu is arrested and put on trial. And the third platform would be not one penny anymore ever permanent ban on any funding to Ukraine. And any funding that's already in the transom going to Ukraine, immediately frozen and redirected towards the Federation of Russian Republics. What do you think?
I like it. I like it, Joe. You're doing something to restore my faith. I mean, I'm just so upset by this. This has been a devastating day for me to confront the idea that Trump could have betrayed America and put us last, just as Marjorie Taylor Greene is calling him out. I mean, Mike Johnson was bad enough, but for Trump to have been the one who solidified the move to give all that money to Ukraine, all that money to Israel, when the war in Ukraine is lost, we have no national interest in being there. Israel is committing genocide. That's more money for the slaughter of the Palestinian people. Donald Trump is supposed to be better than that.
I agree.
He's supposed to be an upright, moral man who puts America first, and I took him for his better.
We have to hold the feet to the fire. We want a real America First agenda. Thank you.
Yeah. Joe, I want you to call in again. I really like this call.
Thanks.
The people you love and care about, because we do not know how much time we have left, and support our band.
Yes, I get by with a little help from my friend, with a little help from my friend.
Start your day on RBN with John Moore from 7:10. With coffee cup in hand, wake up with the Memory Man. Highly qualified guests share their knowledge with the callers Monday through Friday. His website is second to none. It's thelibertyman.com. You'll find everything right there. Start your day and be prepared. So give a listen or a call. Tune in. Weekdays on RBN. Start your day and be prepared. So give a listen or a call. Tune in weekdays on RBN.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.